Hello, I'm John Paul Davis. This is The Uncomputable, a weekly podcast in which I read my poetry. Thank you for listening.
Bring everyone who was laid off to work day. One day, Chris, who helped me move desks three times and whose laugh was a clean beacon one end of the floor to the other, was here, slightly swaggering from the mailroom to the freight elevator. The next, he just wasn't. One more gone. Everyone left walks carefully. Whispers quieter. Lily doesn't warm any rooms with her buttery voice and easy smile, and I thought I'd never see Wendy again until I ran into her on the sidewalk weeks later. I feel the grip on my windpipe, my quickening pulse any time a manager or an exec emails. I miss Vignesh and Jeremy playfully bickering and the way Giovanni pronounced the silent H in honestly and how Mike said chat to instead of chat with in his Johannesburg accent. In the course of my work, I copy-paste the company motto, putting people first, into a document. Woojin used to ask my advice about JavaScript, and Sasha was incredibly stubborn, but because he gave a damn. Even Mark's complaining in his Queen's accent was a kind of comfort. I can't sip coffee with Sean, gone, and talk jazz or learn any more information from Chad. I've only been here 4 years to gone John's 9, yet I won't again be warmed by the rumble, hum, and humor in his tenor, nor see his dog's mop of fur flash on screen over a video call. Sylvia, gone, was always the one to focus a meeting, and nothing ever seemed to rattle Toby. Gone, and once, when I was in the scarlet grip of heartbreak, Julie from HR, now also gone, gave me a week off to unfold into the green waves of grief. Just take care of yourself, she said. If you need more than a week, let me know. We'll be here when you get back.
You have been listening to The Uncomputable, a weekly podcast in which I read my poetry. I'm John Paul Davis. You can find out more about me at www.johnpauldavis.org.